on Thursday at the IU Cinema that will show the 1926 film Sparrows, starring one of the biggest movie stars of the silent screen era, Mary Pickford. Before the screening, film historian Crystal Schmidt will give two lectures in which she'll discuss her new book about Pickford and her multifaceted life on screen and off. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Schmidt, editor of Mary Pickford, Queen of the Movies.
Crystal Schmidt was a women's studies major when she learned that feminist film scholars held a dim view of the movie star once known as America's sweetheart, Mary Pickford. So she went to see Pickford's films to judge for herself.
When I watched Sparrows, which is a film that we're going to show in Bloomington, I was really blown away because she was so different than I had ever imagined her to be on screen. And her off-screen achievements were so extraordinary. It just seemed like there was a grievous wrong there, that she did not get the attention that she deserved, considering her place in film history.
Schmidt is the editor of a new book that she hopes will raise awareness of Pickford's accomplishments. Mary Pickford, Queen of the Movies, brings together essays by noted film historians that show the various facets of Pickford's life and career.
So we wanted to include pieces about her philanthropy, her work with film archives, but then look at her extraordinary achievements, like her, being one of the founders of United Artists, one of the co-founders of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, her extraordinary work as a producer, her talent as an actress. I think these achievements are really remarkable, especially for a woman at that period, and I think that people should know her story.
Mary Pickford had songs written about her. There were women's clothing styles modeled after what she wore. What did Mary Pickford mean to Americans?
I think that she captured everybody's heart, and she had this just extraordinary charm. It made people want to be like her. It made people want to be with her. You know, I don't want to just say she was the girl next door, but it was an attainable beauty, and it was an easy-to-relate-to persona.
What screen characters was she known for?
Very strong, very willful, rebellious. And I think people don't realize that. I think they see those curls and that beautiful Victorian, ethereal angel that she looks like, and they think, that's what they're going to get on screen. But what they get on screen is quite different. She's kind of a tomboy, and she's really a working-class heroine. I think that's why she was so beloved by so many people, because the working class is really a lot of what made up those early film audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very much a working-class heroine. She came from very poor circumstances. She understood working-class life. And she played characters who overcame a lot of adversity and was always able to find, there was always someone more vulnerable than her. So Sparrows, you see this with Sparrows, right, where she's the oldest of a group of kids who are living on a baby farm. She's old enough, clearly, to leave, but she stays and becomes the mother to these children because, as vulnerable as her own situation is living there, they are more vulnerable without her.
Mary Pickford was also a movie producer. At the age of 24, she owned her own studio. What did she accomplish as a producer?
She thought films were important. She thought she was important, that she had talent. And so she really fought to make quality films, to bring in good directors, good writers. She wanted the sets to look good. And she learned this really at the feet of D.W. Griffith when she worked at Biograph. And so everything she did as a producer was really about making the best films that she could make, because she felt that film was an art form, that her performances were artistic, and that they should last.
How do audiences respond to her films?
I have been showing Mary Pickford films to people for the last 10 years, and it never fails where they come, and I think they just don't know what to expect, and then they are really charmed by her. I think they find her relatable, and they find the films enjoyable. I've never shown a Pickford film to an audience who was disappointed ever.
I've been speaking with film historian and writer Crystal Schmidt, editor of Mary Pickford, Queen of the Movies. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Crystal Schmidt will give two talks at the IU Cinema on Thursday the 28th. She'll give a Jorgensen guest filmmaker lecture at 3 p.m. and talk before the screening of Sparrows at 7, followed by a book signing. Learn more at wfiu.org/arts.